we'll move on to 1108.
1108, authorize City Fleet to purchase replacement bridge inspection crane for use by the Bureau of Transportation at $811,932.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. John Hunt, I'm the City Fleet Manager. And the item before you today is to authorize us to move forward and purchase a bridge inspection crane, which is needed very badly because the old one's beyond its economic and useful life, and now it's just time to move forward with a new one. It actually is an upgrade, so it'll go out 60 feet, and we'd like to gain authorization.
Okay. Questions? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? So we have someone signed up to speak on this item?
Yeah. 1108. Yes, these people who were waiting over in the Portland building.
Okay.
We're going to do one at a time. First person is Dan Handelman.
On this topic?
On this topic. So, okay, we'll pause. I'll instruct Mr. Handelman about the rules that we're going to take testimony on this topic.
So we'll call out, I think I'll read their names as they are watching over there. It should be Dan Handelman, Micah Rhodes, Teresa Rayford, Malcolm Craddock, and Kelly Francois, and Charles Johnson have all signed up for 1108.
Okay, they're all free to come over and speak on this item, but if people come over and speak on things that are not on the agenda, I will rule them out of order. So if they're coming over, they might want to understand that that's the rule, and then I'll reiterate that when they arrive. Okay.
So Mr. Hunt is very pleased that people are so interested in the crane.
I suspect not. It's a very interesting crane.
Oh, yeah. Delay it for that. Oh, he's got a picture. Commissioner Novick just said to me, I wish I had a picture. Goes down rather than up. Does it go up as well?
Yes, it goes.
for the hearing this afternoon because we're taking action on the rest of the council calendar. You're free to testify on the item before us that you've signed up for. You must speak only to the subject at hand and to no other subject. If you speak to some other subject, I'll rule you out of order and ask you to sit down. If you don't sit down, I will ask you to leave the chambers, and if you don't leave the chambers, you'll be excluded. I'm going to warn each of the folks that signed up for multiple items this afternoon because it might be the case that people signed up thinking they could talk about other subjects, and this one's about a crane. So you're free, Mr. Handelman, to speak about the crane and only about the crane.
Mayor, I feel it's very unusual. The other people who are testifying on this can't hear my testimony, so they don't know what I've already said. This makes
you're
it not a public
hear
hearing
in the
anymore.
Other room. Yeah.
So I'm hoping they can hear what I'm saying. Is there something said? No, because they walked over here with me, so they can't hear what I'm saying now unless they're allowed
to. We're not going to have multiple people in the room today, so you're free to speak about the crane.
All right. Well, my name is Dan Handelman. I'm with Portland Cop Watch, and we're glad to testify about the purchase of the inspection crane. We're a little disturbed that it was taken out of numerical order, as the charter says that items are supposed to be taken on the agenda, and that this meeting was called with less than 24-hour notice, as state law requires. It's good to keep the record open during a first reading of an agenda item to allow public testimony. We wonder why council felt the need to put the public out of another room to testify about the bridge crane. We also wonder if the mayor's staff lobbied the neighborhood associations to support the bridge crane and became indignant when the neighborhood associations refused to do so. We wonder if those staffers called people who oppose a bridge crane not helpful. It also isn't clear whether the bridge crane purchase will leave important public policy issues to like body cameras in the hands of the police instead of the public and city council, although your modification to that other agenda item might have dealt with that issue. Did the auditor and IPR director come out in opposition to the bridge crane?
You're off topic.
I'm talking about the bridge crane.
No, sir. You're talking about the auditor and IPR. Mr. Handelman.
Listen to the record. Every sentence I have
said
is about the
bridge crane. Yeah, I know you're very cleverly constructing sentences to conclude the word bridge crane, but we're not going to discuss IPR. We're just talking about whether we should buy the crane or not. Mr. Handelman, the subject before the council is only do we buy the crane or not.
I am still talking about the bridge crane.
Only that subject.
Yeah. Do bridge crane operators now have more than 48 hours to review reports and footage before they have to be interviewed?
I'm ruling you out of order. Thank you. Please sit down. You're out of order. Have a seat. Okay.
Next person is Micah Rhodes. Okay, so Teresa Rayford is next.
Okay, Ms. Rayford, welcome. You're welcome to speak on this item and only on this item. If you raise any other subject, I will rule you out of order and you'll need to leave the chambers.
Then you need to clarify to me what that means.
That means if you talk about anything other than whether the council should or should not purchase this bridge crane, I will rule you out of order.
And so what would that sound like if I said anything that was relative to
anything
like what, Charles?
If you raise the subject of other city bureaus other than the Transportation Bureau that's buying this crane.
Okay, and so we're talking about the city purchasing property.
Transportation Bureau.
Right, the Department of Transportation?
Correct.
Or the Transportation Bureau with the City of Portland?
That's correct.
Okay, and so bridge crane. In regards to purchases made by the city or any bureaus within the city, I think that everybody's relativity to the outcomes or the return of investment should be included in that. So when we as a city spend money on things like bridge cranes or public safety or any other things that would improve the life of our community, we need to have those policies to include the voices of the people on all forms. Any money spent, bridge crane money or any other money spent by any other bureaus to bring public safety or transportation support needs to be included with people's comments. Not subjected to, let's say, oppressive policy that is not mandated. I don't know where me being able to say things outside of bridge crane would violate anybody's tolerance of me having anything else to say when I was listed to make testimony on earlier items but I was not available to do that because of your process. It's out of order, but bridge crane is something that we're supposed to be talking about. And so when we talk about the items that are on the journal or on the agenda here, let's go ahead and talk about how everybody should be included in understanding how those items, those purchases, are going to benefit all of us. A bridge crane bought in the city of Portland, I'm hoping that the management and the operations of the companies that are vendors in this partnership include a lot of minorities. I hope that the outcomes of that process does not include the opportunity to hire more officers to hurt people that come around that property. I hope that if I go anywhere near a bridge crane, that I'm not assaulted or murdered by a police officer in this
Rayford,
city.
You're veering
I hope
away
that
the
bridge the cranes have safety measures around them to protect all citizens. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because right now, I don't think that there's any policy in place that would make sure that we're safe if we, you know, decide to go look at bridge cranes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll take the next person, please.
Malcolm Craddock.
Good afternoon, welcome. Want to make sure you understand.
Well, that's an interesting word you should use.
I want to make sure you understand the rules that you get to speak only to the item before the council, which is the purchase of a bridge crane. If you veer away from that subject to any other subject of other bureaus, I'll have to rule you out of order. And that's because the city council is now trying to get yesterday's agenda done. We sent people home to New York who came to speak yesterday afternoon. So we're trying to make sure we get the rest of the city's business done. So therefore, I'm going to ask you to focus only on the question of whether we should or should not buy this bridge crane, and if you veer off to some other subject, I'll rule you out of order and ask you to leave the chambers. Please proceed.
Bridge crane. I think that this process is flawed. Bridge crane. I think that you guys are out of order. Bridge crane. I really think that you guys should be shut down. Bridge crane. I think that this city council has lost its way. That's what I think. And bridge crane. The police accountability stuff, you're out of order. Bridge crane, your police so-called reforms, you're just trying to cover
Mr.
things
Craddock,
up.
You're now going into another subject.
Oh, am I? Well, yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, because you lied to us. I can lie to you.
I'm not
You know what?
You,
bridge crane. You guys are so wrong. You're pushing people out onto the street corners instead of taking care of them. You're making contracts to cover up police misconduct.
Mr. You're out of order, Mr. Craddock. You're out of order.
What?
Please leave. You need to leave the chambers now.
I see it. Or what?
The next
or you'll
person
be excluded.
Is Kelly Francois.
Excluded from the chambers?
Yes, you
oh
will.
My God. I am so upset by that. You
okay.
Can't even imagine.
Okay, well that then go ahead and leave.
You know,
please.
I really think that you guys
Mr. Craddock, if you don't leave, you'll be arrested.
Very well then. Good day.
Okay, thank you.
Kelly Francois.
Oh, and fuck. I know you love that word so much.
Mr. Craddock is excluded for the remainder of the day based on use of profanity. Okay, next person, please.
Fran Coyce, and she'll be followed by Charles Johnson after her.
Good afternoon, welcome. I want to make sure you understand the ground rules. The council's way behind schedule now. We had to send people home to New York yesterday who came to speak on an important policy item yesterday, so we are limiting testimony to the subject at hand. We do that anyway, but we're particularly urgent about that today.
Okay.
So the only question before the city council on this item is the purchase of a bridge crane. So
what,
if you wish for $811,932. So please stick to that subject. If you don't stick to that subject, I'll ask you to leave the chambers. So please
okay.
proceed.
This is my first time speaking in front of the council. And
You're
yesterday,
welcome.
Thank you. Yesterday was my first ever Portland council member. We're new to Portland from Louisiana. So I was really excited to get to see my actual council and see how it worked. And I was very scared yesterday. I felt like things got very out of hand.
You need to testify on the.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
To the subjects. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that was upsetting for you. It was upsetting for a lot of people, including the people that didn't get to speak. So we're apologizing.
Yeah.
Apologizing to you for and anyone else who didn't get to speak yesterday. But
right.
Please focus on this subject.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We've got to move
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. I just wanted to thank you all for listening to me, and I've been sure to let all of my friends know that they need to get active in City Council for things like the bridge crane, things that do come up that maybe some of my friends don't know about and don't really understand how bridge cranes get purchased or how contracts get signed or what happens when you speak out against something that you feel very strongly against. Like a bridge crane, if I felt very strongly against a bridge crane being purchased and I showed up and I was not being listened to, and I wanted to stand up and say, I feel very strongly about this. I do not feel like this body is representing me in this bridge crane purchase. I would like to know, I told my friends that if that did happen and you're black, you will get SWAT teams called. If you are black and speak against bridge cranes, SWAT teams are called. When the only weapon...
And you're off topic.
Okay.
It's a purchase question. That's all. Should we or shouldn't we?
Should you or shouldn't we? Well, I was listening to the testimony, and I thought how great it was that he got to have a voice, that he got to speak about this bridge crane. And I was trying to understand, how do you get a voice? How do you say what you find is important, especially when you're a marginalized group? Doesn't seem like he was, because he looked like
Please
a lot of y'all.
Address the item at hand, the purchase.
Yeah, the bridge crane, right, exactly. And getting heard is also, you know, an important part of the political
There's several
process.
Hundred people who need to be heard this afternoon on the comp plan, but that's why we need to get through the rest of this business.
Right,
so their voices count, too. So why don't you focus on the bridge crane and then let us get to them?
Right. It sounded like the bridge crane was needed, so I would say I support that. And I appreciate that my voice got heard today, and... is that my time? That means time's up 30
Thank
seconds.
Very much.
Yeah, well, it's good to know how the process works. I think it's important. We have an activist city, and it's very important for all voices to be heard, especially the ones that are yelling the loudest. It's very important to listen to those voices.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Matt, given that we're now past the time certain, maybe we could shorten the time that we're giving you the person
testifying. I think we will have to move to 2 minutes. Yeah, okay, so who's next?
Charles Johnson, and then... And Micah Rhodes will be speaking. He's here now. We're doing 2 minutes.
Johnson, welcome. You're a regular here, so I probably don't need to iterate this, but I will anyway.
And Understatement, sorry.
The council is under a time crunch now. We have people showing up this afternoon to talk about the future of their city and the comp plan, so we're limiting testimony to 2 minutes, and we are enforcing the council's rule that you speak only to the subject at hand. So the only subject this afternoon is that we're dealing with at this moment is item number 1108, which is whether or not the city's Bureau of Transportation should purchase a bridge crane. That's the only subject that you'll be permitted to speak on because, again, we have a lot of other citizens who want to show up this afternoon and talk about their zoning. So please proceed.
Cool. It's kind of sad that for an $811,000 crane, we only get a four-page PDF, and some of those pages are pro forma. One's almost blank. You know, I think many of the people in the city realize when they go across the bridges across this river that we have county bridges. So I'm sure, and I don't know how many miles. I mean, it seems like so much of the road is under the State Department of Transportation or the county that an $811,000 bridge crane, I'm sure there's been adequate research, but I feel like people would have more confidence in this purchase if there'd been additional documentation that says how many bridges, how frequently. I noticed we have a crane that's and also the proposal doesn't really talk about, even though it may be fully amortized, if there's any cost recovery on disposal of the current crane. So I think if those issues could be addressed, the public would be even better served. Thanks, y'all.
Good questions. Thank you. Actually, I had kind of the same reaction, which is, that there are a lot of other bridges, but we actually own, Commissioner Novick can probably iterate it, something like 150 bridges.
That sounds about right. And
fair question about what happens to the old one. We'll find out. Thank you.
eBay. They got an office right
You can buy anything on eBay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. Rhodes is not talking.
Okay.
So that's all I'm signed
okay.
up.
Then let's take a vote, please, on item 1108.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay.